Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're never going to say rebuild because everybody hates that word. And it always looks like, oh, no, we're starting over and it's going to take 5 years or whatever. But you know, you and I know and everybody listening knows they're rebuilding. You know, they've got, what is it now, with the cap raise, like $80-something million dollars in cap room, a high pick. They're going to start over with a rookie quarterback. They're not looking at, let's make the playoffs now, or let's just fine-tune this. This is, by the time they're back in the postseason, it is going to be a completely different-looking team, and whatever R-word you want to use for that is fine with me, but we know it's a rebuild.
Ralph Vecchiano of Fox Sports is heard earlier today on Grant and Danny. Get this. He thinks the Commanders could get a third-round pick for Sam Howell. I don't, for the record. But he's got someone who told him in football that he thinks that's what Howell's value could be. We asked him about that.
One of the people who told me that maybe they could get a third-round pick for him pointed out that I think the 49ers, when they traded Trey Lance to the Dallas Cowboys, they got a fourth-round pick. Now, Trey Lance was a first-round pick when he was selected, but you know, who do you think right now is the better quarterback? I mean, Trey Lance has not shown anything, obviously. He's had injury issues. Sam Howell's played for a year. He's shown he can win a little bit. He's shown he's tough. I would, and this person said, I think Sam Howell right now is the guy you would be more comfortable with. So if the 49ers got a fourth rounder for Lance, why can't the Commanders get a third rounder for Sam Howell?
Is the Lance comp working for you? Is that relevant?
It is to a degree, like a guy that doesn't have a lot of great deposits in the bank. I know it's a different pedigree, like aka a guy that you traded the moon for or trying to recoup something with a first round grade on him. But inexperienced young quarterback with some upside who doesn't have a lot of deposits in the bank fetches fourth rounder. That's not crazy to me. So I understand it's not apples to apples. There are very few situations where fifth round guy thrust into the action, starts all 17 games, does some good, a lot of bad. And now a new regime is here. There aren't a ton of data points and samples for that if you're looking for a precedent.
Look, I would trade Sam Howell for a third. I would even probably trade him. I'd have to think long and hard about it. But I would probably trade him for an early fourth if it was a really early fourth. Because now you're talking about being, just quick math in my head, you know, in the early 100s, so to speak, right? And you're adding what would be maybe a seventh pick in the top 110 if you're Washington. That's just from a maneuverability standpoint, kind of moving around the board. If I had, like, pick 105, 107, and then I have 236, 40, 67, 101, 103, 107 in a Howell deal, and I'm signing a veteran backup to go with my number two overall pick anyway, that looks pretty juicy. Because if I'm right about Adam Peters and Lance Newmark in this staff, they should be able to find some starters in the fourth round.
I think in this class...
You could get your wide receiver three this year in the fourth round. I think you could get your speedy running back who plays a lot, catches the ball out of the backfield, helps Robinson and Rodriguez there. I think you can get an offensive lineman. Maybe that, I don't think a starter this year, but maybe that starts playing on the interior by next year, pushes someone by the end of this season, if you guess right there. I think you could definitely get a contributor on the D-line, maybe at defensive end or at linebacker or in the secondary. In the fourth round, who plays a lot of special teams. Anything later than that, I wouldn't consider it at all. But I think the best topic out of that conversation is, it's my belief Sam Howell could be a really good backup. I think based on what I saw, 21 touchdowns, 21 picks, we focused a lot in the second half of the season on his shortcomings, on his issues, on the areas where he came up short.
Mm-hmm.
That's because we were evaluating him to see if he was the guy. Every discussion we had, every argument anyone got into about him, the backdrop was, is Sam Howell the guy, yes or no? It's a completely different conversation if we're talking about him as the QB2. I saw plenty that I'm interested in for him to be that change of pace,
yep,
off the bench, in a pinch.
Make a couple hero
down.
Ball plays,
hell
scramble
yeah.
around. Yeah,
I think he could be really, really good at that, and he costs nothing. He is one of the cheaper quarterbacks in the National Football League. He was barely inside the top 50 in quarterback earnings last season, and that's not going to change a whole lot because there's no exercising a fifth-year option coming for him as a non-first-round player. 2 years left at no money, then you pay him almost nothing. But the question we need to circle back to is Vecchiano correct when he says this team, Washington, should be adding a backup who is 30-something and who's played a lot that can help Mayer Daniels? That should be their plan at backup quarterback, not Sam Howell or somebody like him.
It's what I would do. And I understand saying, well, you've already got this thing in building. It's already pretty, it's a fairly unique situation, right? But to me, when I think backup, I'm thinking Josh Dobbs, photographic memory, rocket scientist. I mean, literally, that's what he was on his way to do before he got had to do a pit stop in the NFL. I want someone that's so smart, that's been through the ringer, that can be that true, honest-to-goodness veteran to convey and simplify concepts and help study habits and all those sorts of things to help this guy make the transition from being a college superstar to a neophyte rookie quarterback with tremendous upside. I want a veteran. I want a guy that has done this before. Sam Howell is still doing it. Sam Howell is still in the middle of his own sort of renaissance, figuring out who he is in the NFL, trying to establish himself. Am I a starter? Am I a Billy the backup? Am I, you know, kind of that 1A for somebody, right, where I'm in that Mitch Trubisky $10 million tier in a couple of years? Or am I down in the Blaine Gabbert tier? What am I going to be? That's not mentorship to me. That's still fighting for my survival in the deep end.
What about having that guy and also having your upside project? I mean, that's something we've talked about in the past. I know mm-hmm. you're not a huge proponent of the third quarterback necessarily.
Right.
But there is logic to, you know, sometimes it's Jake Fromm on your practice squad. A lot of teams use the P squad to stash like a project quarterback like that. But what if it was a guy that was just way advanced in Howell's case, who's on your active 53 because otherwise he'd be claimed, who's played, and yeah, there was a lot of bad, probably so much so that you're drafting a QB because he's a backup, but you still really like him. So you've got your veteran,
mm-hmm.
who, and it does, I don't care who's second and who's third on the depth chart, by the way. If you sign Colt McCoy as your third string quarterback, and he's basically a QB's coach who's sitting in your room answering questions, just like David Blau, but he's on the roster,
mm-hmm.
and you've got Howell as well, isn't that the perfect room? Like, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have Howell, and you can have that quarterback. I guess at that point, it just comes down to, is the pick more valuable than the player? And when is the line of demarcation?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the pick is more valuable than a guy that's not going to play. Like, I understand your point, and it would be nice in a world where there aren't salary cap limitations or roster limitations. I need that spot that's going to go to a third quarterback that's never going to play. I need that for a linebacker, for a safety, for a lineman. I need that
what
active
if he's
on
your
game
number
day.
Two?
That's what I'm not interested in. You know what I mean? I want the veteran for that.
Okay. So there's no path to... I'm just trying to think of
no,
the
I know,
right
I,
guy.
I understand exactly. I know what you're trying to get
Blaine
at
Blaine Gabbert is your three. Sam Howell is your two. No interest in something like that.
Some. I like the idea of having a veteran for cheap there
for a
to help
if
that.
If Sam is off, you know, five for Sam.
Yeah, then I'll probably go with that room. But to me, I'm just like a guy that's not... I keep saying the same thing. I know I'm annoying. The guy that's never going to play for me, I'm not interested in.
Yeah, and I guess equally being annoying and asking questions over and over. But how do we, you have no idea? The point is, you have no idea if he's going to play for you, and that's why I'm drilling down on two versus three.
Mm-hmm.
If he's your backup, he might play a bunch. I just went through the numbers last hour with you. I mean, there were eight quarterbacks in the entire NFL last year that played 95% of the snaps. So that's kind of what I mean by mm-hmm. like. It sounds like you really do, like I do, value the idea of the veteran QB that can answer questions in the room.
Yeah, I'm very much more into that than, well, what if my starter gets hurt this amount of time or whatever? Over the next couple of years, the only thing that matters to me is what the rookie quarterback's doing.
Do you agree that Sam Howell has potential to be better than he was last year?
Sure.
Like, what is his upside? Because I think he could be a Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, he's a Gardner Minshew type.
You don't want that guy? So that when your Anthony Richardson goes down, you can be playing for the playoffs in Week 18?
I'd like Gardner Minshew. He'll be 28 this coming year. You know what I mean? Instead of Sam Howell, who's not Gardner Minshew yet.
It costs you three times as much.
When my team is good, then I'll do that.
Okay.
But right now, the only thing that's relevant to me is the rookie quarterback. Howell's not going to play for me.
So you almost don't care about the pick, I'd say, as much.
Right. To me, a fifth rounder is a waste of time. Now, I'll just keep the guy. But if I get a fourth rounder, instantly I'm doing that deal. Instantly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.